In Saudi Arabia, protests have broken out in the east of the country over the death sentence of a leading Shiite cleric there. Human rights activists call his sentencing political and warn that by killing him, the country may deepen sectarian discord. NPR's Leila Fadel sent this report.
Sheikh Nimeddin Nimed was a leading voice during protests in 2011 and 2012, mainly by the minority Shia Muslim community. They were demanding reforms to anti-Shia practices that shut them out of top government employment and prevent them from building places of worship. The ruling family and the majority of the country are Sunni Muslims. Nimed was a bold voice for Saudi's Shias. In a sermon in 2011, he says, "From the moment you're born, you're surrounded by fear. The people took to the streets demanding freedom, dignity, and reform. We don't mind getting arrested with those who've been detained, and we don't even mind shedding our blood for their sake." Less than a year later, Nimed was arrested and shot and wounded in the process. Police claim he used violence against them. His supporters and family say it's not true. This week, he was sentenced to death on charges that include being disloyal to the ruling family, using violence, and seeking foreign meddling. Human Rights Watch researcher Adam Kugel says the sentencing was political.
This can end up festering over a long period of time and ultimately leads to instability.
Kugel says the court used to sentence Nimed, the specialized criminal court, was originally formed to try terrorism cases, but is being used to silence critics. Nimed's nephew, an activist, was also sentenced to death in the same court, and Human Rights Watch is calling for the court to be abolished. Kugel says Western allies like the U.S. need to address Saudi Arabia's human rights record.
If we're going to support, you know, human rights in Syria, for example, it's also important for us to have serious conversations with our own ally.
In Saudi, small protests have begun. Here, in a YouTube video allegedly filmed in the eastern province of Qatif, home to a large part of Saudi's Shia community, protesters call for the downfall of the ruling family. And if Nimed is killed, activists warn, the unrest will grow. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Cairo.